Y'all ready for this?
Boomer, that's original.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is our best of show for E3. E3 is not over. We are actually recording this during the final day of E3. So if anything announced, it gets announced, which it shouldn't. But, I mean, if it does, we're going to miss it, kind of, maybe. Anyway, before we go into our best of for E3... there are a couple things that we need to announce or talk about that happened. Like, one thing was the friend Cody thingy.
The friend Cody thingy.
Oh, yeah, so Nintendo has gotten rid of their friend codes, according to a Ubisoft guy, who now I forget his name immediately.
Yes, Ubisoft guy.
Yeah, that dude. I'm going to look him up, though.
Anyway, apparently they're going for a more Xbox Live style of, gamertag thingy. Thingy is my word of this episode. Anyway, we haven't even introduced ourselves. I'm Clint Prentice. I'm joined today with my two co-hosts, Charlie Knupp.
Hello.
And, Nicholas Clement.
Sup.
Then we have, Andy Noviello.
Hey.
And, P. Kohler is joining us on the show.
Hello, everybody. This is another episode of Replay. Whoa.
So,
what is all this calamity?
So, Philip Kohler, what are your thoughts on E3?
Overall, I think it looks pretty riveting.
Wow.
So, yeah. World of Warcraft.
Oh my god. Oh boy.
Okay. I don't know how long we can keep up with this joke. It is not Pete Kohler. It is, in fact, Matthew Malewski.
Really?
Hello, Replay? It is I, Matthew Malewski.
Oh, it's Adrian Blunt. That's the dude's name.
You're beautiful.
That's a wonderful name.
You're beautiful. It's true. It's all
So it wasn't even Nintendo that announced this, in short. It was just Ubisoft, a Ubisoft producer, who confirms it. So, but yet Nintendo has not responded.
No, they have not.
That's annoying.
Oh, well. Hey, can we sidetrack? Super 8's coming out tonight at midnight.
Oh,
I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Well, nobody does.
That's the point.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams likes his secrets. Oh, I'm tired. Okay, back to games that we need to talk about. Gears of War 3, that's still coming out. Looks pretty solid. I don't know if it'll be one that, you know, like I buy right away or anything, but it's definitely looking to be a solid title. I guess
yep.
You guys
yeah.
agree.
Agreed.
I mean, you'd be kind of dumb to call Gears of War a bad series. I mean, it's even
yeah.
if you don't
well,
like the games.
I mean,
okay.
like they have, you know, a subpar storyline in them.
Whoa, yeah. No one's denying that.
But it's gruesome and bloody and just yeah. awesome.
And I really enjoyed the beta when I was playing that.
It was pretty cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Games. Not really much else shown on Catherine. That game's coming out next month.
Yeah.
People are looking forward to that. I shall rent it.
Me too.
Let's see. Dead Island. Dead Island looks like crap.
Yep. Good job butchering that game, guys.
Yay! I think we already talked about that. If not, I dreamt it. I apologize. Let's see.
That's still happening.
There was no announcements on Grand Theft Auto.
Which is a shame, or not. I'm not a big Grand Theft Auto fan. So.
Well, you know, they're a pretty good series. They're especially fun whenever you go into free mode with your friends and you start, like, my friends and I, we had a contest one time. We raced the entire map from one point to the other. And on foot, mind you. And that was a lot of fun, and it took us like an hour, and we were just joking around, but it was just fun to do. I lost.
Oh, okay. And they've just announced Assassin's Creed Revelations is coming out November 15th.
Yes, and they have that pre-order bonus thingy. If you pre-order from GameStop, you get an automatic bump up to the Signature Edition, which includes like a mission, the soundtrack, which Charlie's excited for. You get a multiplayer skin and some other stuff.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Yay. I like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed Revelations is slowly growing on me as a title that I can get behind.
Yep.
That trailer kind of put me over the top. Anyway, let's see. Ghost Recon Future Soldier looks like dumb.
I think it looks okay.
Well, it looks like... I mean, it's been delayed how many times now?
I just wasn't impressed
now?
With what they showed this year.
Right, right. I was kind of impressed with what they showed last year, but...
Exactly.
That
would be really cool.
What was I going to say? Oh, right. How many times has that game been delayed, though? You know?
A bunch.
Exactly. And, you know,
but
I'm
interested in the weapon customization that they showed.
Yeah. I mean, I got the Splinter Cell Conviction new, and it still has that Ghost Recon Future Soldier demo code in there, and I have no way to, like, I thought that was supposed to be launching, like, in the fall of last year, and then they said the spring of this year, and then now it's non-existent, from what I understand. So, I don't know. Yeah.
So
sometimes
you're saying that the name Future Soldier should be held loosely.
Future Soldier.
So, yeah, he won't say the Future Shoulder.
What is this, Bionic Commando or something? <Let's
hope>. Okay, so another one was Rayman Origins, which caught my eye. Like, how beautiful does that game look?
Yep, it looks pretty awesome.
It does look pretty.
Yes.
Especially like how you can attack your partner, that's just interesting.
Yeah, I greatly enjoy attacking my partner. Oh, who's got is that caffeine? Can I have some?
No, it's caffeine free.
What is it?
It's Diet Crush.
Crush?
Yes.
Who likes
orange
Crush?
Soda.
Crush I think Crush is pretty good.
Yeah, I do.
Sunkist is the orange soda to go.
No, Sunkist is better, but I don't have Sunkist in my house.
Yeah, it is.
You should have some Sunkist.
Sunkist also has caffeine.
I have Dr. Pepper right now. Dr. Pepper.
Really quickly, can I mention that Journey looks gorgeous?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And
it does.
Is that on Xbox Live 2 or just PSN?
Just PSN.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. This might be the first PSN game I get.
Yeah, tell me about
it. Wasn't free.
Or, you know, a PS1 classic. I have like three or four of those. Metal Gear Solid, Final Fantasy VII, Crash Bandicoot 2.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, one of the best ones. Warped was pretty good. And then everything else was completely ruined because Naughty Dog stopped doing them.
It's kind of like the Spyro franchise, too.
Yes.
Other than the 4-3 day.
Who did Spyro? Was that...
Insomniac.
Insomniac. Thank you. Yeah,
that's
Insomniac
why it's so good.
Is always... yeah. Yeah, I miss those PS1, PS2 platformers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Especially Jack and Daxter.
Yes. I need to play those. I have one sitting, you know, yeah.
Yeah, Precursor Legacy. Good stuff.
So, any other games? Are you guys, like, excited? Did we talk about this? Are you guys excited for Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning? It looks really
I
cool.
actually read that post on GI that came, like, late yesterday or today. I'm more interested now.
Was that P. Kohler who was like, hey, here's some reasons why you should pay attention?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was you, wasn't it?
Yes, I... sure.
Oh my god.
Yes, it does, like, it's always been, like a little blip on my radar, but now that, you know, stuff's actually being released for it, like, it looks
I think
so
it was just
good.
A generic name that really threw me off.
Yeah, now they're pushing for the Reckoning part of it instead of Kingdoms of Amalur, because you can't pronounce that.
Yeah. Although, but it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to be keeping a very close eye on that title. Anything else? Anything at all? Anything at all?
It's Andrew Reiner's birthday.
Hooray! Happy birthday, Andrew Reiner!
Woohoo! Pshoo, pshoo, pshoo!
Happy birthday.
I'm doing a dance for Andrew Reiner's birthday. Well, not that kind of dance. You just took that the complete wrong way.
Wow.
What a shame.
That's Pete Kohler's job.
I will be bringing to his house, and then we can play some Crysis 2, and it'll be a bunch of fun.
It's so close. It's maddening. Oh, God.
Okay.
Wow.
It's like he's really here. Oh my god.
Anyway, all right. That's pretty much all the games that we can, you know. Anyway.
Vita's reported to not be region locked.
Who?
That's
the Vita?
Interesting.
The Vita.
PlayStation Vita?
Oh, I thought you said the Vita.
Vegeta. Yeah.
Vegeta. Yeah. Vita.
I'm over it.
Vita.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Living la vida loca. I made that joke.
They're definitely going to have that on a commercial now. Thanks, Clint.
You're welcome.
Sony definitely listens to us.
Apparently, Resident Evil Revelations, not Assassin's Creed Revelations, is coming to the 3DS. And looks to be, at least from Tim Turry, looks to be, you know, resurrecting, as he says, resurrects the classic survival horror.
I don't like Resident Evil, so.
They announced it last year and stuff like that. And, yeah, that's another game I'm pretty excited for.
Yeah.
For the 3DS.
Revelations.
Woohoo!
Everything's being, like, revelated now. Is that a word?
That's not a word.
No, like revelations. Like everything's being, you know,
that's revealed.
Revelated.
That's from revealed.
It's revealed.
It's a word. Killer freaks from outer space. That looks kind of fun.
Yeah, it looks kind of like if they took like the 50s aliens, but not the like 50s idea of
the
future.
And they put the raving rabbits in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like it should be a B movie from like the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
It really
looks
like
I really hope in the trailer it kind of has that B movie vibe to it.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We should probably stop that. I don't know if people got annoyed with that or not. Anyway, anything else? Anything at all?
Not that I can.
Game wise, no. Hitman. Hitman Absolution.
Hitman.
It sounds like it has some good stealth stuff.
Like me some stealth.
Yep. I've never played Hitman, so.
Like me some stealth. What?
Wow. All
right. I'm indifferent about the series. I've never really played them, so.
I've never played them either, but I like stealth. Anyway, sorry, I'm just looking at Journey and.
Yeah, Journey is really
pretty.
Yeah. Okay. Seriously, let's get down to business. I'm not saying that ever again.
Thank you. It's been a long week, and now we're finally in this long stretch. But
maybe there was a reason your Xbox thought you were black.
What'd you say?
I made a comment about skin tone.
Oh.
Fun labs
are not
all
fun.
Sorts of fun.
All right, it's time for Overcast Best Of.
Woohoo! Backstreet's back, all right.
Hey, well, oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now.
Yeah. And we use best of loosely.
Because this is our opinion. Well, some of our opinions. P. Kohler begs to differ.
Yes, I do.
On some accounts. On others, he's like, yeah, you should probably do that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start with...
Sometimes I feel like I'm holding this podcast together. And
yeah. Oh. Maybe.
Wow.
Possibly. Anyway.
Whoa.
Oh.
Strong possibility.
All right. So, we're going to start with top 10 announced games at E3. Top 10 announced games at E3. Yeah. I just repeated myself. Coming in at number 10, something I'm not excited about, but I can see the appeal. Halo 4. Hooray.
Yep.
It's a Should new be. Trilogy. Oh.
Possibly.
No. He announced it's a new trilogy, so it's got to be a new trilogy. Because they said so.
And yeah, you know, Bungie will definitely push the hell out of that game. And
you mean 343.
Yeah, whatever. At this point, I'm at
123 Industries.
123. I don't give a damn. I don't know. It's meh. It's expected, and that's why it's at number 10.
All right, coming in at number nine. Coming in at number nine, we have Super Smash Brothers. New.
Yeah, I
clapped when I got the announcement.
Yeah. You did? Oh.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's all we have. Like, hey, we just announced it. I'm pulling this out of my hat because you guys don't seem to be happy right now. So, new Super Smash Brothers, and then we're gonna work on it right now.
All they said is going to be cross-platform, like for the Wii U and 3DS. But I mean, other than that, they haven't mentioned anything.
Did they say if you'd be able to like do something where like the 3DS connects with the Wii U, or it'll be like entirely separate games?
They'll probably have a connection in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's announced. Super Smash Brothers is always welcome. I love them.
Yeah.
Brawl was all right, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's no Melee, that's for sure.
I think it's better than Melee.
We're not going to go into this debate.
Coming in at number 8, Ken Levine jumped on stage at the Sony press conference and announced BioShock PS Vita.
Woohoo!
Yes.
If you like BioShock and Touch.
Yeah, I like BioShock. Touch. It's not going to make me go out and buy this PSP Vegeta.
Yep.
Usually mobile knockoffs aren't that good.
Well, this is actually made by Irrational, and that's the big push. Like, most mobile games, if they take an IP, they're using, like, a different company takes over for the mobile platforms, and so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken Levine said it was good.
Ken Levine.
I don't think they've even started on it.
Oh, no. They definitely have. They're definitely putting out their...
It's a pet
I don't even think they've started the storyboards.
Yeah.
He said it was a pet project. He's probably got something up his
sleeve
or ass, whichever one.
Well, with your touch, something. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
It's probably something that just couldn't fit into Infinite, so they're just going to make a portable game of it. So.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like.
Hopefully it'll be something like
Andrew Reiner
separate.
Story. Or Andrew Reiner. Andrew Ryan story. put him in the game. That would be pretty cool. All right. Anyway, Andrew Ryan's story.
Yep.
Like a prequel thing. That would be kind of cool, I guess. Maybe. Maybe not. Definitely not. Coming in at number 7, Wii U Pikmin.
That was good. This one
just announced, like out of the blue. No, well, not even at the press conference. It was actually at the Nintendo Roundtable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was like, hey, we were working on a Pikmin for Wii, and then we realized, well, let's just put it on the Vita. Or not the Vita, the Wii U.
Yeah.
Yes, the first Nintendo game on another system has been announced. Not even on their own system.
But, yeah. Yeah. Pikmin Wii U.
Oh, I guess you can count the Zelda CDI.
Nope, you can't.
Nope, no, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
Those games do not exist.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You can, however, count the TV show.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Ugh,
well, excuse me. We're
about to see Mario Brothers Super Show.
Da 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 da. It's the Mario Brothers. Oh, we're
the
Brothers.
Mario Brothers.
We're plugging our game. Oh, I don't want
a song.
Anyway, coming in at number 6, Dust514. People seem to be pretty excited about this. I'm still confused as to what it actually is.
Okay, yeah. It's a persistent shooter that connects to EVE Online, and it's how you get it for your clan. I mean, it's not that hard.
Clans.
So if you don't play EVE, can you play it?
No.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be pointless.
Anyway.
All right, so that game's announced. Look forward to that. It looked kind of cool, I guess. Yeah.
I think it looks, you know, interesting, and I don't think anyone's really tried something like that before.
Yeah.
So, all right. We'll see how it turns out.
Coming in at number 5, one that I'm actually kind of excited about, Brothers in Arms Furious 4, or, you know, Inglourious Basterds the game.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm actually kind of excited about it.
As long as there's a button that allows you to brand people with Texas.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Just a cattle prod in the face.
Or a baseball bat.
Just that too.
Ugh, have a heyday.
I love Gearbox. Ugh, that was a stretch. That was a stretch song thing that I did. Just that.
Something.
Yep, it was definitely something. All right, coming in at number 4... One I am also ridiculously excited about, Sly Cooper Thieves in Time.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
That looks like a good game.
Give me some more Sly. Sly! Yeah, it's
kind of making me wish I'd played through the second and third games.
Oh, Sly!
Those games seem to disappoint,
The second game is the best.
Third game.
Second.
Third game.
Second.
Third game had Koala Bear, and you can go invisible. It was awesome.
But the third game also had Murray as a pacifist.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
That was kind of dumb. Sly! All right, coming in at number 3. Oh, wait. So apparently Bentley and Penny built a time machine, and that's the whole story. Like, all the pages from the Thievius Raccoonus are slowly disappearing, and so they have to figure out why, and it might have something to do with this time machine of Bentley's.
Okay.
So that's the story. Sly! Alright. Oh, yeah. Alright, coming in at number 3, one I am also ridiculously excited about, Overstrike.
Yes.
Insomniac's new multi-platform title.
Which just looks really, really funny, and it looks like it has really good gameplay.
Yes.
The weapons looked really cool, like that whole shield gun.
Yeah. And the bubble gun that reminded me of...
That looked like from The Incredibles.
Yeah, The Incredibles. Exactly. Alright. I'm excited about it. I don't know when it's going to be released, but I look forward to playing it.
Yeah.
Number 2! One not exactly announced, but then shown on the game show floor, and apparently people really, really like it, is Kirby Wii.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kirby Wii. The game that's finally being brought over to the U.S. because it was in Japan for a long time. And it's pretty much an updated Kirby Superstar, from what I understand, with multiplayer, which is awesome.
4-player multiplayer.
I only played the Kirby Magical Mirror or whatever, the one where you could also have 4-player co-op, and that was pretty fun. So
Kirby's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's frustrating, but it's also fun. Like on Kirby, there was a Kirby DS game. It was frustrating to me.
Is that the one where you like drew colored lines?
Yeah.
Don't remember what it's called.
Oh, okay.
The next one, Kirby's going to Vietnam. That's gonna be the add-on pack.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gonna have Hannibal Lecter?
Be a very dark turn for him.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be good. I mean, I think it'll explore his long history, his issues with his alcoholic father and stuff. It's very deep.
All right. And coming in at number one, one that I think we're all excited about.
Is, of course,
Luigi's Mansion 2.
Which looks awesome.
Mario?
Yeah.
There needs to be a dedicated Mario button again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Luigi's Mansion. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple mansions, awesome ghosts again, adorable Luigi. It'll be a great game.
Yeah. His nose needs to bounce some more.
It does, actually. They have to have a physics engine just for that nose.
Then you can ask Team... what was it? Team Ninja that does the whole bouncing?
Oh, God. Thing? They'll make him like have some deep backstory, like Metroid or Samus, whoever you want to call it.
I walked into the mansion, and Professor Egad gave me the vacuum cleaner.
You just like climb in a corner and start crying.
It was become an Ingmar Bergman film.
Okay.
When I saw that, I cried.
So those are our favorite of the announced games. Well, you know, just, you know, a lot of the games that were available at E3 to look at and stuff were already announced, and you know, they're like coming soon and stuff. So
yeah.
it was a difficult list to put together at times. But anyway, we're moving on to our second, which is the top 10 best games that we saw at E3.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So these ones they're kind of difficult to order.
Very difficult to order.
Simply because a lot of these games just look amazing.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I guess started off. I'm excited. Some people seem to be, you know, warming up to it. Final Fantasy 13 2.
I'm very excited for that.
I have a question. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, I had nothing else.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering about what the. Because they said there was a new gameplay battle system. I was wondering, like, what was different about it.
Well, actually, before you go into battle, there's this ring that appears above you, and there's, like a meter. And if you can attack the monster before that meter turns, like, yellow, then whenever you go into battle, you get, like, a preemptive strike. And then after that, whenever you... defeat the monster, sometimes they can drop crystals, and these crystals allow them to join your party.
Yeah, which just seems really cool, you know, because it's like, it's one of those things, like, Final Fantasy has such awesome creatures in it.
Yes.
To have them be able to fight alongside you just seems,
in
like...
In the demo that I saw, this guy, you know, captured a behemoth, and then it just appeared right next to him. And they just started mauling on these enemies. It was so cool.
That's pretty cool. I just hope they fix a couple of the kinks in the battle system, because I didn't notice a couple in 13.
Yeah. And then also, like, another thing from 13.2 is the quick time events during battle and during cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those look to be, you know, I guess more in the high-octane action range than...
Let's hope that the summons are good this time. Because they weren't that useful.
I guarantee you they're not really changing the Eidolons.
Well, yeah. The design is fine. I just hope they give them more... I'm actually okay with the design, but the...
The designs were awesome.
The gameplay just seems to be... They weren't that powerful was all. I didn't find
Alexander
myself using them.
Alexander begs to differ with you.
Okay, that was the one exception, was awesome, but... Hope is a much better support character, so I never bothered using his.
Well, if you use his, then, like, he turns into a complete badass.
Yeah.
And then his support becomes like kick-ass, and then, you know...
He basically just becomes a tank.
Yeah. Big, giant, fortified wall of awesome.
It was awesome.
All right. Why don't I have a number nine? Number nine. Okay, here it is. Rage.
I'm really excited for that game, simply because it's a mixture between, like, Fallout 3 and, like, Borderlands and stuff like that. Yeah. And this, what you can do in that game, like, solid action and just some of the minor stuff, like, actually having throwing weapons now. Like, you have, like, this boomerang, like, razor blade type thing that you can throw at, like, people's, like, right in, like, the face, right in their face.
Yeah.
And then, like, you could toss back grenades, they've been saying, and stuff like that, and have all these little things, which is a really great thing, which I can't believe really hasn't been implemented in games before. Well,
you can toss back grenades.
What exactly is Rage?
In what game, though?
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Can you still, really?
Yeah.
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 I think they kind of, you know, were...
I mean, sometimes...
I thought it was like... But I thought it was just like an attribute that you can get. Like, it just throws it. It's not an actual...
No, you can throw back grenades.
Yeah.
All right, well, that shows how much I've played of that game.
yeah, Rage, to answer your question, Charlie, is like a post-apocalyptic, open world-ish shooter that has driving mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Developed by id Software, the guys who created, you know, basically everything awesome.
Everything first-person shooter, that's...
Yeah,
that was
weren't they
good
Wolfenstein?
In the 1990s.
And,
yes.
And
the
Doom.
First person shooter.
And what else besides Doom? Oh, Quake.
Duke Nukem.
Really? That was 3D Realms, I thought.
Oh, are you sure it did?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
it just reminded me of Doom, I guess.
Yeah. Id Software creates some pretty good games, and they're about, you know, 20 minutes away from my house. So that's cool. Yep, they're in Dallas, Texas. Sorry, go ahead.
Nevertheless, it looks awesome.
Yes. Coming in at number 8, Mario 3DS. Matthew wanted it higher. But,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, not a lot
I just
of us
love
have 3DS.
Galaxy 2. Galaxy 2 is my favorite 3D platformer of all time. I'm just going to say it.
Okay,
so.
That's cool.
And it's,
fair enough,
it's
a solid game, but I mean, it's, plus they have the Tanuki suit back, finally.
Tanuki!
And looks like that mixture between, like, 2D side-scrolling and 3D.
Oh, man. Now all I can think of is Shaboopy.
Yeah. Please don't.
I know. I apologize, everyone. I will sit in shame.
Yeah, I mean, it looks a little bit more... constrained, but it'll be it looks interesting, and I'll be looking forward to seeing more. I hope that Nintendo will eventually start to implement a better story into their platformers, though. That'll be
no. Wish. Yeah. I mean, how many years have they been going through this? They will never implement a better story ever.
I know.
Mario, the stars have gone from the galaxy. You have to get them back. Okay. Why are you calling a plumber to, you know, help you save the universe? I don't know.
Then a Reaper invasion happens. Oh, God.
Anyway, to continue on this list, number 7, I kind of wanted it higher, but we came to the conclusion and put it at 7, Skyward Sword, new Zelda game.
Another Zelda game. Last year, I was very unsure of that, but this year they sold me on it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, and, I'm not sold yet on the flying.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, it's... looks like heavenly sword type stuff.
Mm.
Anyway, but yeah, the Charlie.
What?
I don't even know if she should be involved in this conversation right now.
Just go watch My Little Pony.
The combat looks great. Looks like a little puzzle within each fight scene.
More items. Items are great.
Yep.
Puzzles are amazing. That boss fight that they showed looked really cool, even though the boss was kind of emo-ish.
Oh yeah, big time. But
maybe Miyamoto's going through like an emo phase or something. We don't know.
Well, Twilight was a lot darker in terms of art style than Skyward Sword looks to be being, so I don't think so.
I, for one, am just excited. I want Zelda.
Yeah, last year I was hesitant, but now it's that point in time where I'm like, yeah, I need another Zelda.
The only problem is I don't have a Wii right now, and I kind of don't want one so that I can just, you know, get a Wii 2. Or yeah. Wii U. Whatever.
Yeah.
Even saying Wii 2 sounds better than Wii U.
Just put it in front of you.
We'll get to that later.
Okay. Anyway, I want more Zelda. In fact, you know what? Like after this is over and, you know, E3 is pretty much done, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to play Metro 2033, I'm going to play some Jak and Daxter, and then I'm just going to whore myself on Zelda for a good long while.
After you finish Deadly Premonition.
Right, that too.
Look solemnly into the distance.
It'll happen someday. Number 6.
Really quiet, by the way.
Sorry. Me?
No, Andy.
Oh.
You're also really quiet, Charlie.
Am I?
Boom.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Boom.
Why?
Just did.
There. Andy, hello?
Is it better?
That is right.
No,
up
it's worse. That's what she... Oh.
Alright, so... Coming in at number 6, Batman Arkham City. Ugh, so awesome. Combat, going from place to place.
Catwoman.
Catwoman, yeah.
More cleavage, please. Like, no, you can't have any more. Anyway, it looks so good.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
I prefer my Catwoman and Hathaway, but this'll do.
I was just wondering what you guys thought of the fact that they changed the voice actor.
I could care less. It sounds exactly the same.
Wait, for who?
Harley Quinn.
For Harley Quinn?
Oh, yeah. I don't care. It's Harley Quinn. If it were Batman or someone, I would have been pissed.
Mark Hamill, like, did he stop doing Joker for this game, or is this the last Joker that he's doing?
This is the last Joker I believe he's doing.
Okay. Because I like Mark Hamill doing Joker.
Yeah,
he's the third best Joker.
Yeah.
Best? Oh, okay.
Who is?
No, Heath Ledger's the best, in my opinion.
Okay, well, best animated Joker. Mark Hamill.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Best psychopathic Joker would be...
Mark Hamill.
Right. Ledger. No, what?
Ledger.
Yeah.
Who was the Joker?
Oh, no, yeah, I meant to say Heath Ledger.
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on. I was... Wasn't the Joker in Batman... Forever?
Yes.
Who was he?
No, that was
the Riddler.
It was the first Batman. It was just called Batman, and it was Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah. He's the best. No, he's not. Not even in the slightest. But the best Riddler is definitely Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
get much better than that. And then Purple Two-Face, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones knocked it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't have the Oscar for that one.
Hey, Aliens Colonial Marines got 2 more Best of Show nominations. I just read a tweet from Gearbox. So, Aliens Colonial Marines looks to be kind of solid.
Huh, interesting.
Doesn't surprise
me. I'll keep that on my radar.
Yeah. Aha! See what you did.
This is mediocre. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go on.
Alright, we're 5, Uncharted 3. I'm so stoked for this game.
Yeah, and that looks phenomenal.
It's the combination of, you know, awesome set pieces, fantastic graphics, a very, very, very likable main character. It just all rolls into so good.
Yeah,
and this actually looks to be kind of a darker story.
Yeah,
I mean,
quite
Drake's
frankly,
deception.
2012 is going to be a bitch of a year for like Game of the Year.
Yes.
Just way too many.
And for wallets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the end of this year and next year is just... Oh,
it's
going to
be a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. November alone.
I expect several of the games projected for 2012 to be pushed into early 2013.
Well, I expect a couple of the games announced for, like, November, since there are, like, 40, that some of those are going to be pushed into, like, early 2012.
Yeah, which is just going to make a mess of the beginning of the year. But
yeah. Was 2010? Was that the year that like everything was coming out, or was that this year? It was 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last couple of years is just they've been really pushing stuff.
Yeah, and so. I greatly appreciate it if they would decide to space some stuff out through the entire year.
Yeah.
Yes, especially the summer.
Yeah.
When we're at home and we have time to do stuff.
But that's whenever like XBLA and PSN titles come out.
Mm.
And
that's some of arcade stuff doesn't look good.
Bastion looks all right. From Dust looks pretty good. The rest I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4, Battlefield 3, looks kick-ass.
Oh, yes, looks
so like a pretty.
Yeah, looks like an amazing, amazing game.
I just really want to know what it's going to look like on consoles, because I know, Nick, you're probably going to be playing on, like, PS, or no, you're going to be playing on PC.
PC, for sure, That's the unfortunate thing, because all they've showed for gameplay footage is from the PC, and I mean, it's kind of making people hesitant about the PS3 and, like, 360. Like, I'm sure it's going to be great, but I mean, like, what are the restraints on it? I mean, if they're still not willing to show some of it after this long.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Well, I don't know. But is your your PC powerful enough to
play that? Well, as of right now, it depends if this one's like the new like game where you have to base your entertainment PC on. Yeah. But I mean, if I could play like Crysis 2 no problem and everything like that. And so
that's good. All right. So for the top 3, we cannot order them. These are impossible to order. Like,
no.
Impossible. We can't.
That's my dog.
I'm a pirate.
Someone needs to move over there and put a stop to it.
All right. So, these top 3 games, they are not in order at all. And I'm going to say them really quickly, and then we can go through them and talk about them a little bit. BioShock Infinite, Skyrim, and Mass Effect 3.
I love all those games. Splooge.
Yeah.
Just casual.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just BioShock Infinite looks amazingly fun. And once again, I'm a huge BioShock fan, so...
Oh, yeah.
Especially after BioShock 2 was a bit of a
letdown. Yeah,
I knew it was going to be a letdown.
Wow, negative. But anyhow,
you don't have a rational, and you've got like 5 studios working on it at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
And they tacked on multiplayer and made it a big deal.
That's a good point. But anyhow, Infinite just like solid storyline. Great visuals, cool looking characters, cool like, what are they called? God damn it!
The sky beams or whatever.
Yeah, and like the, I would say Vigors. That's it. Like, looks just fantastic. Also, Sonbird looks like a complete badass.
Yeah,
and they're really in space and time.
Now that we've actually seen him move, it looks really cool.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
I'm trying my hardest to not look at a whole bunch of Infinite, you know?
Right.
Yeah, like, because I think what really grabbed me with BioShock was, like, I didn't really know a lot about it.
That's a good point.
And so, with all of this press on Infinite, you guys are talking about Songbird like you've known about him for a while. I have no idea. Like, I seriously don't. But I don't want to know anymore. Like,
no, we won't spoil.
I just want to experience that entire thing. The only thing I really know is that his name is Booker T. Washington, and
hope free. That is also wrong.
So just keep it that way. Then innocent Clint.
And there's Cleavage Girl, rips in space and time, and there's City in the Sky. That's all I know.
Yep, we'll keep it that way.
No, I'm thinking that the
Songbird.
I seriously have not.
I seriously
don't want to know anymore. Like, yeah, that's we'll it. I'm done. Free.
So let's move on to Skyrim, which...
Skyrim!
Holy hell.
I thought Matt was going to say something.
Yeah, oh. I just want to say something really quick about Infinite.
I don't go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking that possibly like BioShock might connect to BioShock Infinite because of the rips in time. Like maybe you'll see some stuff in Rapture.
I think they said though that it wasn't.
Yeah, they
like,
didn't
they explicitly
it.
Said.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it'll be like BioShock because it's like about like the changes in your body, not puberty, but. that's the whole point. That's the only connection, simply because of like these awesome powers that you can get. Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called BioShock simply because of like what happens, like with the whether it be with like the plasmids in BioShock 1 and 2, and then in Infinite with the Vigors. That's the reason.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm not.
No.
But I am getting an echo somewhere.
Echo.
I can't tell. Everything's freaking out.
Okay,
I asked because you guys are responding
later. Okay.
Mass Effect 3.
Well, we kind of didn't talk about Skyrim.
All right. Skyrim. It's going to be awesome. Like, do we really need to talk about it? It's going to be awesome.
All it needs is Kinect support.
Yeah.
Lightning Strike-o! It'll be grand.
It'll be
grand.
Great.
It'll be so grand.
Yeah, have a great old time.
Mass Effect 3, Omniblade.
Hoo-hoo!
Biotic Punches.
Miranda.
Bow-chicka.
Anyhow, no, yeah, it looks like a solid game. And something like a simple thing like a melee weapon with the Omni tool is just going to make a huge difference in the way I fight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And
Kinect Sport will make a huge difference in the way that
exactly.
I fight. No, it won't.
Well, it'll make a minor difference, maybe.
I just be like, Garrus, get the fuck out of my way. And then.
But you won't have to pause it every 5 seconds just to, like, make
yeah,
like a command
exactly.
choice.
But I wonder if he'll, like, recognize whenever I say, Garrus, get the fuck out of my way. Like, would he get the fuck out of my way?
It's Garrus. He can do whatever he wants.
And he'll probably say, not with that attitude, I won't. But, yeah. Looks gorgeous, and as do all these games, so...
Yes, enjoy all of them. All, every 10 of them.
Yeah. So, yep. Folks, enjoy.
Enjoy it. Top 10 worst games.
Top 5.
Top 10. Top 10 worst names. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I took off my glasses and then I couldn't see it.
You were freaking. But top 10 worst names. So these are what we believed were the worst names.
What we believed. Remember that. We.
Yeah. We.
We the people.
I didn't even make that. Like, I didn't even mean to make that. I was just saying, like, ours.
That we. Well, anyhow, the worst names that we thought of on the showroom floor, whether it be, like, games. Or other stuff.
Yeah, you know, we, not you.
Yeah. Anyhow, so at number 10, we have Need for Speed, The Run. To me, that just sounds counterproductive.
It is counterproductive.
Like,
yep.
What's the point of...
Stay in that car.
Yeah, what's the point of riding at, like, 2 feet when you can go, like, 190 down a road? So,
I like 190. Because he can run 100 miles an hour. Didn't you see that?
Yeah. I didn't. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So if you just, like, press triangle enough, he'll actually keep up with your car? That's
mm-hmm.
kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And then he, like, dives in through the window.
Oh, and awesome.
Maybe
that's why.
A hazard on it.
Well, maybe that's why they needed the Frostbite 2 engine, because holy smokes.
Exactly. All right, next on that list, number 9, Overstrike.
Kind of like Overblown.
I don't...
It doesn't tell you anything about fighting.
Well, neither does Final Fantasy 13 2, or, you know, I mean, like, not every single title tells you what's in the game.
Yeah, I think it's my main issue with it. It just sounded so generic.
Yeah.
Like, not saying, like a lot
change.
Of these names do, but I mean, it's just this one especially.
Yeah, I can see that. But at the same time, I mean... I don't care. It's Insomniac. I trust them.
Yeah, that's a good point. So coming in at number 8 is Ratchet and Clank All 4-1.
They say the number 4
Yeah, it's and then spell one.
Yeah.
Which,
Yeah, but then also like you know, most Ratchet and Clank games, they have the you know,
up your arsenal. Sexual innuendo.
Yeah. So it's like up your arsenal and going commando. You know, they could have done like you know, oh, Ratchet and Clank foreplay. Or
yeah, that would have been awesome. Just kind of keep with it. I think it's mainly because they're trying to bring it. I don't know. Is this being like they're trying to bring it to a younger audience?
Yes,
like,
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's why they kind of kept away from those puns, because guaranteed they thought of foreplay. Like if they didn't, that would have been.
Actually, it's E10.
Yeah.
But
so guaranteed they thought of it before.
Actually, it was at PAX East. Like they were doing a panel, and like somebody asked the question, "Why didn't you make a sexual innuendo in the name?" And he's like, "Well, we had a bunch of them on the board." And then he goes, and then he says, "You know, was foreplay on there?" And he's like, "Whoa, I didn't think of that one. That one's pretty good." And and he said the reason why they went with all 4-1 was you know, to bring it to that younger and more family centric audience, even though it's gonna have the, you know, the same Ratchet and Clank humor.
Yeah, which I'm okay with. It's just, you know, it just seemed like another mad name. But anyhow, moving on to number 7 is Rise. Not R-I-S-E, it's R-Y-S-E.
Oh, those Crytek guys.
Oh boy, they're crafty.
Yep. Choosing Y's when there should be I's. That rhymed, and I didn't want it to.
They're German, aren't they?
They're like Europeanese.
Something like that.
They're
Europeanese.
Yeah,
they're like Polish or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's the same with like CD Projekt with like K.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's just that game in general does not seem
that great.
Yeah. No. Because it's Kinect, and
yeah,
you can't show off a Kinect game that looks good. It might be good, but you can't show it. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm still interested in seeing how it's going to turn out, at least.
Yeah. So we'll see in the future. Probably next year's E3, they'll probably have a bit more on that game.
Word. All right, number 6. Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary.
That just...
If they called it 10th anniversary, it would have been good.
Yeah.
Or like HD or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Halo Combat Evolved HD. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it's just because it's too long.
Or maybe like HD, and that actually stands for like Halo Dimensions or something like that.
No.
That would be better than Combat Evolved Anniversary.
Yeah. This is an over the
Once again, name. Like my names suck, but at least they're better than the names that they already have.
I don't know. I don't want to do like a Castlevania like thing, like Harmony of Despair, just because it translates to HD and it happens to mean HD or something like that.
I thought that that was clever of me.
I thought it was
off
dumb.
The top of my head. The top of my head, man. I'm like, I come up with these names on the fly. Like, seriously.
Well, same with creators.
Yeah, exactly. I should be in on these marketing meetings. Like, I could make some cool names and get paid for it.
I mean, like PS Vita, which is our number 5. Holy hell.
That sounds good. Like, that sounds better. Wii C sounds better than Wii. We're getting to that later. PS Vegeta, right?
Yeah, PS Vegeta, the Super Saiyan PlayStation system.
Yes.
It's
over 9,000.
I just don't like it. Just dumb name.
Yeah, Life. PS Life.
I'm indifferent towards it. I didn't, you know, think it. I don't know. It was great, but I didn't think it was that bad.
It makes me think of, when I read it, at least, it makes Vita me think bread. Of like vitamins or something. But when I hear it, it makes me think of Velveeta. It makes me think of cheese.
But, well, it is cheesy, huh?
I didn't even get that.
She's thinking of cheese. Okay.
Anyhow.
Anyway. I don't need to explain my mediocre puns.
So we'll just move on to number 4.
No, wait. Okay, so why the PlayStation Life, though?
I think it's because they're trying to make it incorporated into your everyday life.
Well, they didn't show that like during the press conference. Like, if they'd shown that, then maybe I would be more inclined to call it the Vita.
Well, maybe they should hire me then.
Velveeta. PS Velveeta. Now that sounds better than Vegeta. PS Velveeta.
Sounds classy.
Sounds cheesy.
Ugh, I knew you were going to say that too. That's why I refuse to say it.
Sounds delicious. All right. Number four. Football Club from FIFA 2012.
Fifi, don't you mean?
I can see why they called it this, because they're trying to go once again with the original name for soccer. Football. But I mean, yeah, everybody like in America is like, no, that's not football, America.
America invented football.
Yeah, exactly. So there'll be definitely like these people that are complaining about it. And really, it doesn't seem like a really too clever name, especially because immediately after they mentioned Football Club, they're like, well, Madden.
Yeah. And it feels like a fantasy football league.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's exactly what I thought of when I first heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, it's a little bit dumb.
Yep.
Number three. My number one, but it's number three on this list.
Wii. Police Sirens, a.k.a. Wii U.
Wii U, Wii U, Wii U, Wii U.
I mean, meh, we've already mentioned our disdain for this name personally.
PC is better.
Like, as much as I do like the system now, the name still hasn't, like, grown on me.
Mm-hmm.
They could have easily just called it Wii 2, and it would have been great. Yeah. Or Nintendo, as we've previously said. I would love that.
Wii 2.
But,
Me too.
Stop.
I can do it all day.
Anybody want to see their Miis in HD?
Me.
Yeah, I do. So.
Is HD are just going to look like the Xbox Live avatars.
Yeah.
Well, that was, I think, I don't remember who was saying it, but I was listening to something, and they said, you know, whenever they were showing all these experiences and stuff, and they showed off all these Mii games like Chase Mii and stuff, it looked like, because they're using those Miis, the average everyday consumer, not, you know, more hardcore people who know what they're talking about, it just looks like an add-on to the Wii rather than a new system. And that's the main thing that I felt was wrong with the press conference.
So I've also come to realize, so since they're playing with these little Mii characters, are they playing with themselves?
They're playing with me. Oh, I didn't.
And you.
Oh, boy. Scars for life
you
now.
And me and you. The two of us.
Oh.
Doing stuff together.
Sim Social.
I love it. Come play with me.
Mm. Nope.
Hey, you, come play with me. It would be cool on the Wii U. I'd play it.
The Sims Creeper Edition?
Yeah. You can stroke them on the screen.
Don't do that. I'm not going into that either.
All right. Number two. People have already made fun of this name, and we're going to continue to make fun of it. It's Dragon's Dogma.
Which... Yeah.
What the hell does that even mean?
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
It's about dragons and dogs.
Dogma, like religious dogma, like that movie with Jay and Silent Bob, which is hilarious if you haven't seen it.
Dogma.
I mean, but Dragon's Dogma, is it meaning like dragons have regrets or found a loophole or something like that?
Yeah. Or do they have pets?
Hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, it looks like an HD Monster Hunter with some pretty wicked graphics, though.
Yeah, I could say that, I guess. I could get behind that. But it doesn't change the fact that it has a crappy-ass name.
Yeah, I guarantee you that'll end up changing.
Hopefully.
Let's hope. They just call it Dragon.
They didn't bother to change our number one choice after all this time. Which is drumroll?
That's the worst drumroll ever. Here, I'll do it.
Let's go back in time to good drumrolls.
All right. Anyway, number one. Fear three,
aka F3AR. So leet speak, because they're trying to bring it to more modern people.
We're fun because we changed the E to a 3.
Like, earlier stuff that they showed in the game looks cool. The name is just god-awful.
No, yeah. I've always hated First Encounter Assault Recon.
Oh, really?
Squad 2. Anyway, yeah, I played the first one. I only got scared one time, and that was whenever I was going down a ladder, and she was standing at the foot of the ladder as soon as I turned around.
Did you play the second one, though, like when you're in the school?
Yes, I played the second one, and I just, you know, stopped playing because it was so, so boring.
Hmm.
All right,
fair enough.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's Fear 3.
That's a dumb name.
Fear 3. Ugh.
It's dumb. It's not too late to change your name, though, guys. Please change it. And yeah, that is our top 10 worst names at E3.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right. And now it's on to top 5 worst games at E3. All right, top 5 worst games. We have at number 5, The Sims Social.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of want to play it.
So, Clayton, do you want Facebook later? Lols.
I'm going to make my own.
Yeah, bet you are. I'll make several
and put them in my basement.
Lock the door and delete it.
Did you kiss? Hell yeah. More? Nah, no comment.
I gotta go. The storm's getting bad.
Okay.
Alright.
Bye, Charlie. I think it's bye. Because we're talking about Sims Social and she's getting really emotional because she really liked that game.
Yep.
I'll get back on as soon as I can.
Cool.
Okay. We'll be done by then.
Yeah, probably.
All right. So, anyway, after the Sim Social, we have number 4, Fable the Journey.
Horseback riding. Connect.
Hooray.
Buy it.
On rails, not on rails.
I mean, it's just such a step down from, like, the other Fables that, I don't know. It just doesn't look appealing at all.
Yeah.
Even though he did say it's going to be more open world than that and what they showed, and it won't just be like the horseback riding slash spell crap. I mean,
I don't believe it. Like, I can't believe it. You know?
Yeah. See, I mean, he said it like they cut it for time, but I mean, then why don't they show some more on the show floor? I mean, do they actually show more?
No, they don't.
How? So, I think that was a load of crap after he realized that people backing it were like, this doesn't look too great.
No. Yeah. Number 3, Disneyland Adventures.
Get those coins.
Get those coins.
Oh, we'll get them next time.
Yeah. No, you won't, because I will not be playing that game.
I'm going to play it. I want to tour around Disneyland instead of actually going.
Yeah. Just.
Then I can play with Peter Pan. Let's go get that Captain Hook.
Yeah, and then
you
playing
ready
with, like,
to get that crook?
He said then, that. Like, he playing said with, like, Aladdin and Cinderella and crap like that. Meh.
Oh, Aladdin.
Once again, that game, though, was made for a very key demographic.
Get those coins!
So, like, 7 and under. Yeah. Slash creepers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Slash creepers, yeah.
All right, fist bump. And we'll
Yay.
Move on.
Yay!
Fist bump. Anyway, number 2... Star Wars Connect. Lightsaber on.
Nope.
Oh my god.
P. Kohler.
This game certainly isn't on my radar.
Was it, I don't get what you did.
I didn't.
You said on. I didn't do anything. In the sentence, so. It works.
The Force is not with this game.
Yeah, just. As soon as they said lightsaber on, and it's like an on rails crappy ass Star Wars game, that's not what I want from a Kinect. I want a full motion, like, Force Unleashed type game.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, despite, like, Force Unleashed issues, I mean, like, with the super crazy pumped up powers and stuff like that, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But instead, it's some on-rails bullcrap.
I won't buy it.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Number one.
Drum roll, please.
Modern Warfare 3.
Give it up, folks.
Yep.
Congratulations, you have degraded a franchise so much.
They should have stopped that, like, press conference thing as soon as, like, the controller died out.
Yeah.
Just,
that it was a sign.
It
a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
Oh!
They.
That game is boring.
It's just... Yep. I have no interest in it, and they're just going to keep on pushing it and pushing it, and it's going to sell millions to all those happy fanboys around the world.
I'm one of those. I'm totally going to get Call of Duty Elite.
I mean, the thing is, that's what makes these games successful. Like, people love them, and then those that complain about them, they're like, well, whatever, you're still making press for us, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that's going to stop them from doing Star Wars, or no, not Star Wars, Modern Warfare upon Modern Warfare, is if people realize that it's just the same crap over and over again and not buy it.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people that say it's the same crap over and over again, but then they buy it.
They buy it nevertheless because they like that same crap over and over.
Exactly.
Their friends kind of pressure them.
Yeah. To a lot of people, anyway, it's just, you know, a $60 map pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
See that game as you will, but
I'm not amused. There's a
personal opinion on it.
Yeah.
The game is powered by Namco. It's Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer! Remember that one?
My name is Reggie. I'm about kicking ass. I'm about taking names. And we're about making games.
Wonder what the bottom of an Avatar shoe looks like? Well, bam! There it is.
All right, and it's time for our final list. This is the big one, the very big one. It is so big. It's our top fails of E3 list, and there were so many this year. We had to move it from 10 to just 10 to 15 because there were just so many fails.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Both unfortunately and fortunately, because it was still funny, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyway. All right, so number 15, as we've already discussed, the announcement of the new console being Wii U.
New Nintendo system. We knew the prevailing thought would be this. Yes, the game will probably still be right for all of us. But could it also be a perfect fit just for you? And the answer to that question is an emphatic absolutely. In fact, we're so convinced of it that we put that pronoun right in the name. So today, welcome to the world of We, You. It's a system we will all enjoy together, but also one that's tailor-made for you. The other word associations are easy. Is it unique, unifying, maybe even utopian? The answer is also yes to all of this.
Yeah.
Like,
just, I mean,
people can grow on the name, sure, but the way they announced it was not the best.
Yeah, to begin with, it was just a mediocre reveal, and second of all, it's just a name. I mean, the console aside and what it can do, and then, like, its capacity and, creativeness.
Yeah.
It's just the name.
Yeah, terrible just game. The name.
Well,
not the system.
There were so many people that are confused with, like, what it was. They weren't a good job of, like...
Exactly.
All they really needed to do is, like, say, and here's the actual box.
Yeah.
And
well,
half
I think,
the questions would have been answered.
I think part of what that is that they don't have a... Hold on. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello?
Hold on, I hear something. This is weird.
Oh, okay.
It might just be my dogs. Or it might have been something appearing on my doorstep since I just heard a truck roll by.
So a truck just connected with you?
Yes. All right, so anyway, sorry about that interruption. Done. They don't have a final design on the console itself, and so that might be why, or at least yeah. I don't think they have a final design, and so that could be why. So
some of it's product to change, they did say, but that's very unlikely,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's Nintendo, so what are we
doing? Nintendo does.
Yep. All right, number 14, all of the mini Kinect puns... In the press conference, there were at least three. I don't know how many I got total. I think maybe two, but I know there were at least three.
Technologies that see us, hear us, and connect us all together are changing the way we play, interact, and have fun.
More applications and more ways to connect with your friends.
And for the next iteration of Fable, how can we connect you to the world of Albion like never before?
Yeah. Just a lot of them. It's like, give it up, we get it. It's your new groundbreaking thing that you're really trying to push Microsoft. Just stop saying its name in common sentences or replacing it with the word connect. Like, yeah. Connect. Regular connect.
How can we get you to connect with the console? Anyway,
it's
number
not like
13.
You didn't see it coming, though.
What?
It's not like you didn't see it coming, though.
No. Totally, yeah. It's not coming. All right, so number 13 in the... Sony press conference, pretty much every single person showing off a game, you know, apparently had asthma.
Hi, everyone. It's D. How you doing? Where are you going?
Jesus Christ, yes, holy hell. He's just like, and this is he's dying. Like, Jesus Christ, get him like some cheeseburgers or like an asthma thing. Other than that, holy hell.
What does cheeseburger do?
I don't know.
Shut him up.
Just make it
worse. Did you just hear munching?
So, as you can see,
good job,
it's just, yeah. The mic was a bit too close to that dude's mouth. Sound like a goddamn black hole.
Alright. Coming in at number 12, Xbox press conference once again. Xbox search, Bing.
Today, we're excited to announce that Bing is coming to Xbox. You say it, Xbox finds it.
Xbox Bing.
Nope.
Xbox Bing. Find Google.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's a stupid statement. Once again, them. Just really trying to push their products and not blowing their nose.
Yeah.
That's what that
Sorry.
So, yeah, it was like, oh, Bing, really? You guys still think that people are going to catch on to that and start using it a lot more?
No. Yeah. No. But hey, if they bring on Bing Rewards and I get like money for using Bing, I'll just Bing find Google and then use Google.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do it just so that I can get, you know.
But what will your rewards be? Like a free Zune? They're probably giving those out anyway.
Gotta get them out of the pit that they dug for.
They're paying people to take their Zunes by this point.
Paying people by, like, okay, never mind. I'm not going to go any further. Because I couldn't, never mind.
Oh, okay.
Number 11.
What? Yeah!
Tomb Raider sex noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game.
Oh, no.
Get off of me! Come here!
That game, it looked great. Aside, though, you could take that in a completely separate light if you just heard the noises.
Yes.
Just and holy fact, hell.
In related news, Luigi will make an appearance in Tomb
Raider. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're getting the same voice actors for, like, all the tables and stuff like that in Luigi's Mansion.
They need to cut down on those. Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, number 10.
Primary entry point is open. Stay tight. Needs to get separated down here.
Step. Modern Warfare 3 showing at the Microsoft press conference.
Yeah. Just immediately the controller fails or disconnects.
And then he's like,
that's the first
he starts laughing at it.
Just trying to laugh it off. Yeah. I mean, it's a minor thing, but it's just like, please, this is just a thing to come. You should have just stopped it right there.
Not to mention it happened at the very beginning of E3, like before anybody like said anything. They just started out with the Modern Warfare 3 showing and the controller disconnect. I mean, I just really like... Charlie, it lost a lot of the momentum.
Charlie made a semi-point. It could have been, you know, they're saying, like, look, this is live.
Yeah. But, I'm trying to show that it wasn't actually, like, pre-rendered footage.
But you could still fake that. Like, you can fake
showing. Yeah, they could have just simply put it in there, made a big Da Vinci Code conspiracy.
Yeah, but it was real. Like, you could, you know it's real, but who would think that it was fake anyway?
Yeah.
Like, it's Modern Warfare. They've used the same engine for the past 4 years. Five years. Something like that.
A long time. For eternity.
Yeah. All right. Number 9. Sony press conference. Kobe Bryant coming on stage.
Well, which team are you?
I'm the Heat, man. What do you think?
Thank you. I do not understand. That's rude. They're having a great year, okay?
All right.
But this is the Lake Show's house. Give me the remote, man. Let me show you.
What can you do?
Give me the thing, man.
Uh-oh.
I ain't worried about it. It's part of the game.
It's all right.
Don't worry about it.
That's why I plays the Heat. No, Kobe.
Relax, that was a foul. I saw a push there, Kobe.
Tell you.
It's a setup.
That was why plays the Heat.
The Heat ain't got five of them things, though.
Now you got to play that defense.
Yeah, you know what, man? This game looks a little too real. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Oh, boy.
That's not realistic at all. Forget everything I just said. That's just not realistic.
All right, now let's see what you can do.
I don't know why y'all laughing. That's not funny. Come on, shoot the ball, D-Fish.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Now that's realistic. Back to what I said. Forget about what I just said.
How's it look, man?
All jokes aside,
mm-hmm.
It's so realistic, it's frightening. You know, it's when I got here, I went in the back and I was playing a little bit, kind of looking at the game and so forth. And we're actually running the triangle offense better than we ran the triangle offense last year. So that, I mean, that's saying a lot, man. That's saying a lot. So my hats off to you, kudos to you, man.
I'm gonna be the Heat.
Oh no, you can't be the Heat, man.
Be that way.
This Shut is up, the Lakers' Kobe. House.
Shut up. This chart is.
That ain't legit, man. This isn't real. This isn't real.
No, but in all seriousness, I do love this game.
It ain't realistic, but it is. That's totally realistic.
Oh my god!
I don't even know what this is. I mean, man.
I really wish it had been saying that when he's doing like a triple backflip slam dunk. Been great.
Oh,
just Kobe. How much did they pay? Kobe. Be honest.
Well, I mean, all he was doing was, you know, sitting in his house playing, NBA 2K11 and noticing that, you know, that he couldn't run his defense properly. Yeah, the game makes it run the defense better than we did. Good job.
It's a game. So
I'm cool because I can take a hit.
Yeah. Not the Heat. Don't play the Heat. All right, number 8.
Steve, after 25 years. UB or not UB?
UB for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
UB or not UB?
I don't get it.
UB for sure. Like French people just like, okay.
Just it's making so a pun, making a Shakespeare pun out of their name is a stupid way to start off a conference.
They're
like,
so
once
quirky,
again.
Though. Like, I love it. They're so quirky and awesome.
It's quirky, but then you knew right from that beginning it was going to go downhill from there.
I just loved it whenever he goes, UB for sure.
Yeah, I was like, what? What is that even? French people. I should just go there and teach yourself much.
Oh, second highlight of the show for me.
Just go to Ubisoft Montreal and like, what the hell did that mean?
Yes. They're working on a Shakespeare Connect game. That's what it is. All right.
That'd be weird.
It'd be awesome. Coming in at number 7, Sony press conference, Kaz Hirai, saying that AT&T.
Now, of course, having such an impressive set of network features and ambitions requires the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. And we'll be partnering with AT&T as the exclusive carrier for PlayStation Vita in the United States. There we go. Now, customers...
See. Leader or the
this is the only fail where people booed.
No, people were booing slash like laughing at them when they said that.
Yeah. And sarcastic clapping.
Just like try to cover it up. Be like, nah, we're just kidding. We're gonna go with like someone else.
I don't see like the big deal though.
Oh, I don't know, but what I've heard is like AT&T
has a bad reputation.
I know AT&T has a bad reputation, but I have AT&T. I have an iPhone, and I have no problems whatsoever.
I have a bunch of friends that have them, and they have so many problems, though.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It might just depend on where you live.
I got 5 bars right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I heard in the majority of continental U.S., AT&T pretty much sucks.
Yes. Well, sometimes, kind of. Like, I just don't care. Like,
I'm not going to be even, if I get it, I'm not going to get one with the 3G anyway because I don't want to pay extra money to be able to have the internet everywhere.
Exactly. Whenever the internet is pretty much everywhere anyway.
Yeah. And
plus,
it's
if you get like one of those Sprint hotspot boxes things.
Hotboxing.
What was that? Verizon? Whatever. Either way, you know, you got like that.
The only time I'm playing games mostly at college or at home, and both of those places have internet.
Yeah, well, you know, college has poor internet, at least where I am.
I have subpar.
Yeah.
It runs things.
It runs things. All right, well, that's AT&T for you.
Yeah.
All right, number 6.
We can try to take them out one at a time when we get to the top, or maybe Jeremy will find something else we can do here. Nice shot, Jeremy. Here, Jeremy, use the bow and arrow to blow up an explosive barrel. Wow, 2 rotating gears blocking our path. What's he gonna try? Perfect, there's our path. Great job, Jeremy. Great job, Jeremy. Nice job, Jeremy.
Great job, Jeremy.
Great job.
Oh, so if you just want to aim right between those gears right there, and you got it. Great job, Jeremy.
Good job, Jeremy. You did such a good job. Can I pat you on the back? Can I pat you on the back?
Have a cookie.
Oh, good job, Jeremy.
Just keep on hitting it. They keep their mix on, and it gets pretty suggestive in the back.
You did such a great job, Jeremy. You need a back rub.
Please, step away.
And Jeremy's like, dude, what are you doing?
Sign my name.
It's like, who the hell are you? I mean, you don't even work here for this company.
My name isn't Jeremy, it's Steve.
That'd be funny if that really wasn't his name.
It'd be creepy, though. He's a serial killer. He's like, shh, shh, shh. You're like,
puts his finger on his lips. He's like, shh. Just accept it.
For today, you're going to be Jeremy.
For the rest of your life, you're going to be Jeremy. All right. Number five. These are the big ones. And also, like, funnily enough, most of them are from Microsoft. But anyway, yeah. Number five.
Look, it's Peter.
Follow me.
Whoa, look at those mermaids.
Duck waterfalls.
Whoa.
You're not getting dizzy, are ya?
Watch out for the column. Get those coins.
Oh, we got them. Off we go.
Got those two.
Let's go find the old codfish.
Get the special coin. Oh, we missed it. We were so close.
Pirates ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Captain Hook.
Whoa.
Oh, get the coins. Go through the door. Oh, we'll get those other coins next time. This is so cool. Fist bump.
Let's get those coins.
Get those coins. All right, little kids, we get it. Good job, Microsoft, trying to sell us adorable kids.
Oh, we'll get them next time.
Yep.
No, you won't, because you were immediately fired after that.
Right. Back when I was a kid, I would have been like, oh, get away from me. All right, I'm going to get those coins. Ah, you stole them.
Yeah, exactly. Have that rivalry. I'd be like, oh, you butt munch. I'm not going to be like really enthusiastic about playing some Disney Connect
game. I need those coins!
And then, is that the one where they did the high five?
Yeah, fist bump!
Ugh.
The little kid was adorable, though. You have to admit that.
He was adorable, but, I mean...
He was adorably stupid. number four.
Okay, Ron, late in the fourth, we're down four. We got one, maybe two shots at this. All right, what's the play? Safety's been pretty deep. Let's go. Slant, 25. Got it. All right, this is our go-to play. We got this, okay? There's that safety. All right, just right in front of him. All right, here we go. Boo! 42! Jet hike! Hit me! Hit me! Top half, man. You're killing me. You got to get open. Running like a kicker. All right, now we definitely got one shot at this, all right? All right, what's it going to be this time? Streak 40. It's time for this kid to show off the bazooka.
All right.
You just get deep. All right, you get open, Ron. I'll get you the rock.
Hey, I'll see you in the end zone.
Red! 412! Sand hike! All right, I'm open. Come on.
Got it. You can't stop me. Get off. Come on. Get up. You can't stop me.
Come on.
Here we go. Touchdown. Woo. Yes. Take a jump.
That's a quick look at football and Connect Sports Season 2 coming this holiday. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Blue. 42.
Oh, you got your head in the game, man.
Oh, man, I'll see you in the end zone. See you. Oh, you can't touch me. You can't touch me.
Oh, you're running like a kicker.
Yeah, you're running like a kicker.
It's like, gosh. And it's just like, it's even worse is that's an actual voice command in the game.
Yeah, well, maybe not the blue 42 part, but the sad heart.
Oh, yeah. The thing is this what made that funny? It's like, he yelled that hard.
Yeah.
Like,
and they didn't even say, like, oh, this is a voice command. They were just like, blue, 42!
Yeah.
I'm a football player.
It would have made sense if he would have, like, been like, oh, this is voice commands in the game, just like the real game, and then he would have said this. But no, he just, like, yelled it out and, like, wow, you were a crazy man. But,
so weird.
Yeah.
Red, 412! This is so terrible.
Oh,
I love it. I love it so much. This is amazing. Seriously. I love this E3 because it's so full of fails. You just laugh
I think it's interesting to see how Nintendo, like 2 and 3 years ago, like they would have probably been like the majority of this list, but now it's Microsoft.
We have Wii Music.
Oh. Yeah.
That game.
My body is ready.
that soccer mom lady that came on.
Oh my god, yeah.
Her so much. All right, number three.
Lightsaber on! Lightsaber on!
Yep. That's a hidden gem in actually the Star Wars universe. They actually say that under their breath. Like, lightsaber on. And it was just
all
like,
right, it's time to feed you, Darth Vader. Lightsaber on. All right, yeah. Let's go.
It's like, exactly, like the big epic final battle with Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. It's like, well, maybe she'll join me. And Luke's like, no!
Lightsaber on!
And it's like this big fight. You're like, ugh, that's pathetic.
Yeah. George, in the Blu-ray release, George Lucas is actually putting that in.
Yeah, along with replacing everyone's face with Jar Jar Binks.
and just covering the screen with, like, all new CGI.
Misa gonna turn the lightsaber on!
Oh, God, no.
Alright, that's... Oh, not good thoughts.
No, not even remotely. That is literally my hell, right there.
Misa gonna turn the lightsaber
on? Okay. Oh, my God. That character needs to be shot.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
In the face.
Yep.
All right. Number two. My favorite. My personal favorite.
Connect plus finger tracking equals awesome.
Finger tracking equals awesome.
Oh God. I hate that guy. Just.
Just the use of that grammar structure.
What is that?
Is annoying. Connect
plus finger tracking equals awesome.
What is his name?
I don't know, but he's dumb.
Oh, Kudo. I think it was Kudo.
No, it wasn't Kudo who said it. It was one of the Connect Fun Lab scientists.
So you should use that word loosely?
Scientists.
Scientists.
Yep.
I want to add scientist in my, like, to begin with my name now. It's like scientist Nicholas Clement. Simple because of this.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, number one, and everyone pretty much knows what this is going to be. If you don't, you didn't watch the Ubisoft press conference, but hey, I'm Mr. Caffeine.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ubisoft's very own Mr. Caffeine, Aaron Priceman.
See that? I'm drumming up my own applause. Welcome, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Aaron Priceman. And for the last 8 years, I've been Ubisoft's very own Mr. Caffeine, cruising around the world and teaching people just how bad Ubisoft games are. Thank you. Let's go back in time, shall we? Doodle, doodle, doodle. But really, doodle, 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 doodle. How could we still invoke fear into the hearts and the minds of an E3 audience? I think I know the answer. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon brand. Yeah. And how about this picture of this karate studio? Okay. And this absolutely epic fail right here. Yikes. Yeah. Today, 97% of game people play video games. 40% of them are women. And 89% of them poop on your toothpaste. I know this. I've investigated. Gaming is adventure. Gaming is sharing. And gaming is life. Maybe somebody in here would like to channel your own inner screaming queen and get into Charlie Sheen in a vintage Shelby, huh? You can sit behind that awesome ass that takes you, the gamer, to the limits of your imagination. And we're talking about high-definition brands that are going to let you be loud, obnoxious, slightly deranged, are smoking hot. For the last 8 years, I've been Ubisoft's very own Joy Wand. Thanks to the unstoppable force that is a few dick jokes, what makes Mr. Caffeine a hero, a detective, a star, isn't the sheer adventure of it, but the shared adventure. You and your buddies sharing the tension. We should connect. Hey, want to come over your butts at the Ubisoft booth? Thank you.
I like dick jokes. Yeah, you know, shit that happens in real life.
Let's go back in time.
You can hold my Joy Wand.
And then afraid of the penis jokes. Like, yes, we get it. Thank you. You're making a reference to your joy. That's what he calls his penis. Joy wand. Good for you, buddy.
I'm a big giant joy wand.
Epic fail.
Just a huge fail on Ubisoft's part. I really hope they just immediately just...
I loved it.
Off that guy. Well, I liked it from the last.
I think I hope that at the next E3 they bring him out and then have someone just run out and push him off the stage.
I actually tweeted Reiner during the press conference. I said, you're really – like he was on the second or third row. I was like, can you jump on stage and punch him in the face? I'm surprised he didn't.
Just that'd be really cool though. Just the next one they have him on, all of a sudden like the Assassin's Creed dude just jumps off like the roof and just like stabs him and then runs off. That'd be awesome.
Sam Fisher comes down from the ceiling and in the shadows shoots him right in the face.
Yeah, just all the lights go right off. All of a sudden you see like Sam
and then
Fisher
you hear that
glow of the dark. Yeah, exactly. And then he just like has like some freaking knife in his back.
That would be amazing. I can't wait. Yep. Oh, man. So those are our top 15, I mean, fails of E3. There were a bunch of them. There were probably more that we missed and stuff, but those were, you know, really, really bad.
Yeah.
Finger tracking equals awesome.
That laugh that he did, it just sounded so creepy and dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mr. Caffeine. I like dicks.
Wow, uncalled for. Because he already blatantly said that he has a right.
I like how he did say that because he's like, "Oh, you people think I'm all a dork. I'm gonna say I have a wife."
Yeah, that's exactly like he had to defend himself. He's like, yeah.
"I'm drumming up my own applause."
You're like, grow up, Mr. Caffeine.
I really don't know where I dug that guy up.
Well, seriously. he's been Mr. Caffeine for Ubisoft for over 25 years now.
That's supposed to mean anything.
Yeah, I've never seen him before in my life.
Fortunately, they were able to keep him a secret until now.
Mr. Caffeine, quite frankly, he uses certain things. He's actually just their coffee provider. He just like rips them. It's like, oh, we need a press conference guy.
Or like
they put him in a cage, but he escaped.
Oh, man. All right, so that's the end of our E3 coverage. We thank you if you stayed with us for this long. It's been a lot of fun and also incredibly tiring. I am still very tired, if you can't already, you know, still tell. I want to take a nap really badly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, thanks to everyone for listening. And also, thank you, Clint, for editing all this stuff and doing all this work.
Oh, yeah, months. No problem. I don't mind it at all.
That was the sentence.
I actually really like, I really like it. I like doing it. I'm weird. I like editing things.
Meh.
I like looking at sound files and, you know, cutting
them. You like Ben Hansen?
Yes. Less epic.
So I think that's the end of replay.
Thank you, Phil Kohler, for joining us.
Yeah, in the last 5 minutes, thank you for ending this for us. That's very professional of you to come on for this. Thank you.
Yeah. It was really an honor.
No problem.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you, Phil Kohler. Thank you, Andy Dobiello.
No problem.
And Charlie, who left, and Nick.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with this, and we'll see you next week.
E3. I never thought I'd get in so easily. Watching all day in my beat up old chair. What will I see? Believe it or not, it's E3. Just snuck a peek at saw a sick-ass controller, too. Getting me psyched for release dates to come. Making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm watching E3.
I never